Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Wally Gerber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Stewart. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Lefty Stewart. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Randy Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive towards the mound. Lyons can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Schulte moves to second. It's 1-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mostill. McNeely reaches second base with a double. Schulte scores. Blue moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Sissell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Clancy moves to second. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clancy scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 2-1, Browns. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to home to get Metzler. Barrett moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm takes first base on ball four. Barrett moves to third. Moore moves to second. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett scores. There goes Moore trying to get to home. McNeely throws the ball into O'Neill, who tags Moore, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Com moves to second. It's Browns, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Moore picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. O'Rourke moves to second. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes O'Rourke trying to get to home. Ma still throws the ball into Berg, who tags O'Rourke, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Brannan covering, for the out. Berg moves to second. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berg moves to third. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gerber. Berg scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a pop-up towards short. Sisel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schult. The throw from Berg and he is safe. Schult steals second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore bunts towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barrett scores. It's 4-2, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Com moves to second. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a fly ball into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Stewart, and towards Gerber, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-2 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Stewart covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stewart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a fly ball towards right. McNeely settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on McNeely. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerber fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes McNeely trying to get to second. Com throws to second, with Barrett covering, who tags McNeely for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Berg hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ollie Sachs pinch runs for Steve O'Neill. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Lefty Stewart. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Barrett fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brannon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. O'Rourke moves to third. Brannon moves to second. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Shult hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Shang now catching. Jack Ogden now pitching. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-3 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. McNeely hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Blue trying to get to third. Ma still throws the ball into Com, who tags Blue for the out. One out. Fred Bennett pinch hits for Wally Gerber. Fred Bennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bennett hits a pop-up towards short. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler is called out on strikes. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrett moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kress fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Mullen pinch hits for Jack Ogden. Billy Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo pinch runs for Billy Mullen. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Brannan hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mainisch hits a line drive into right field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.